Bless you. There. Okay, we'll move back to the top of the agenda with item number one. Would you please call?
71.
A resolution by Supervisor Rice providing for advisory referenda on the April 3rd, 2012 election ballot on the questions of reform of county government through a reduction in the size and compensation of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit, and they did not schedule this item for their meeting yesterday.
Thank you. Supervisor Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity to introduce this resolution, and I'll conclude my comments by making a motion to approve. Just in terms of background on this motion, this was something that was worked on over the summer and early fall and submitted to the County Board Chairman for referral in October. By a memo that I think we all received on October 12th, Chairman Holloway indicated that he would not refer the matter, would not refer the resolution. And I think that set in motion a discussion that took place among municipal leaders at the ICC that resulted in consideration of a similar resolution and placement of similar questions on the April ballot by individual municipalities. I'm informed that to date the cities of Franklin and Greenfield, along with the villages of Fox Point, River Hills, Sherwood, and Whitefish Bay, have voted to place the question on the spring ballot. And the village of Greendale, I believe, has taken a straw vote in favor of doing the same. Resolution would allow the voters of Milwaukee County to be heard on the two questions that are outlined and specified in the resolution, those being whether the position, first of all, whether the position of Milwaukee County supervisor should be considered full-time or part-time in nature, and secondly, whether the size of the county board should be reduced from 18 to 9 members. I think it's worth noting that there is considerable public interest in the issue. One evidence of that, I think, is the support that has been shown in the editorial page of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on two recent occasions in favor of allowing the referendum to proceed and giving the voters a chance to express their views on this topic. And really, that's the question before us today. I know that it's never easy for elected officials who have a personal stake in the matter to be discussing an issue that may have an impact on their future income. But I think the overriding question is whether the voters ought to be entitled to decide or at least to express their views and to have this on this on the spring ballot, have a vigorous debate and discussion that I'm sure will take place in the course of between now and April on the subject of Milwaukee County government, the legislative branch, the appropriate size of the board, and the appropriate scope of the responsibilities of the board. Again, recognize that not all supervisors are going to embrace the idea of reducing the size of the board. That's understandable. But I would just ask that we not let our personal interests get in the way of allowing the public to have their say, that we don't stand in the way of allowing the voters to express their views on these issues. I think, again, a community dialogue would be healthy. That it will shed light, I think, on the county board, allow us to better understand the public's view of county government and how we operate. And so in light of that, the significant interest that I believe is, exists among the electorate, I would therefore make a motion to approve the resolution.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion by Supervisor Rice to approve item number one. Are there any questions or comments by members of the committee? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess my first reaction is that if we were serious about getting a referendum question or questions on the ballot on this issue, we should have done it prior to this year. We knew, everyone's known when redistricting was coming up. We've now gone through that process, and we're now going to ask these questions. I don't find that to be particularly helpful. We're just prolonging a debate that I think has been more of an internal debate, because, quite frankly, I have not had significant constituent interest in this issue. And to the extent that I have, the handful of contacts I've had on this, it's been split in terms of how we handled redistricting this spring. I did attend the ICC when these two questions were shared among those mayors and village presidents. I have to say that while the introduction of the issue said that there was no linkage between their dissatisfaction with this board on EMS, they then proceeded to link it. Several of the supporters of this proceeded to link it in their comments. I think that the questions are not particularly instructive in the sense that, for instance, the question of what part-time pay would be, I think if we went around this table, we'd have at least seven answers to what that question would even mean if it were passed in the affirmative. I think that we are getting actually mixed results in terms of the municipality's reaction of whether they think that this should be put on the ballot. And that's probably reflective of how different the views are throughout the county in terms of what their expectations are for representation. So just as many communities have put it on, many communities have not. And then finally, you know, just a comment about the referendum process period. I mean, we had a referendum in 2008 that was not followed by the legislature. We had a referendum, I believe it was 2006 or 2007, regarding pension obligation bonds that was rejected by voters and ignored by the county board that proceeded with pension obligation bonds. So to what extent do you put credit in the referendum process? I think there are many who didn't think that vote was particularly instructive. It didn't apparently change the way they voted on that. So I think it's a distraction. We've proceeded on the redistricting, and we can take this up the next time redistricting comes up. But I will not support it.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Cesars, and then Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to ask the sponsor if he'd consider adding my name as a co-sponsored item, and thank him for bringing this well-researched item to the forefront. It is an item that's been tied to the whole redistricting process, and unfortunately some of us on the board feel that there's been short attention given to the minority viewpoint of a few supervisors who've been trying to bring this issue to the forefront for years. We finally have a chance now to get it out in front of the board, and hopefully in front of the people, and I thank my colleague for his repetitive attempts at bringing this item forward. So I'm very pleased that it's here today and congratulate him and hope that we can get this item forward to the board for a full vote and out to the people so that we can hear from them as well. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. As usual, I have mixed emotions on things, but that's always the case. I try to look at things and look at both sides. And I think this debate is being started. It's a debate, I think, that needs to happen. I'm not a big fan of advisory referendums. I've seen the history of them. All the municipalities have to pay money for these things. They're really not much worth the paper they're written on. As you can see, the history of advisory referendums, they're not even really looked at. I would have voted against the second one if that had been on the ballot or on our agenda today, too. I'm just not a fan of advisory referendums. I don't think they tell us much. I think when you have a referendum, the way it's worded, too, it begs for answers, too. You got to be careful how you word things all the time, too. It says, a level that reflects the position being considered part-time in nature, because you're begging for an answer for yes on that. To the size of 18 to 9, well, yeah, let's just cut the board. Well, what are the ramifications, though? There's no implication or no information that, what that means. Does it mean that it's, what kind of board does it become? How many people do you represent? Do people understand you represent over 100,000 people then? Who's going to be able to run for those kind of positions? The days of door-to-door would be gone. You need significant monies to run a campaign. We represent over 100,000 people. Our average representative in our assembly represents about the same. We do 50,000 or so. So I'm sorry, not against the discussion. And discussions in my community, I'm going door-to-door. And as most of us have to do if you're serious about your election, serious about representing your people. And I'm getting basically, which I always have, people are in favor of cutting the board. I'd say majority. I think there is a large split here. I really do. I've seen it. I've talked to lots of people. And it's always interesting. It's just like if you look at Congress, you look at ratings of Congress. I mean, over the decades, our House and Senate have got terrible public opinion numbers. They're in the 40%. Everybody hates Congress. If you look at the paper and see what people have done to us, I mean, we've been the whipping boys for years. It's a popular thing to whip on the county board, and it's really popular. So, yeah, cut those bums, okay? They're all a bunch of losers anyway. You fight against that. But they will say this. Yeah, but we don't want you to lose your job. Or I get that from the people I talk to because they know I care and I work hard for my constituents. And I saw myself when I started this job as a full-time supervisor, and I certainly give the time and the needs to my constituents. So, and I think my constituents will decide whether, you know, I'm a full-time or part-time or what value that I bring. I think, you know, I think this is something that will continue to be talked about. I'm mainly on principle. I just think advisory referendums, again, we've seen the history of those. They're not worth the paper they're printed on. Nobody really follows them. We'll get some ideas, but I think all of us have a responsibility to talk to our constituents and have these discussions and how the constituents vote. If they don't think I'm a full-time supervisor or worth the money, then they cannot put me in office. And that's the way I look at it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other questions or comments by the committee? Supervisor Haas.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. The folks in the South Side, Milwaukee South Side, often ask in my very recent campaign what approach I would take. What would I do in this position, with this office? And I said, I'm going to do this full-time, and probably more than full-time, which is how it's played out to be. I'm proud of what I've been able to get done, what I've been able to get done with my colleagues here in the 3, 4, 8 months I've been on the board now. And I know my constituents have the expectation that I will be available and accessible and responsive to their questions, their concerns, regardless of whether or not we agree or disagree. Yeah, they want me to listen to them and be accountable for what I say and do on this board. They previously have rejected somebody who pledged to be a part-time supervisor in an election, and I made sure to say I'm going to be full-time, and I've been doing it ever since. I wish to echo some of the concerns expressed by Supervisors Liscomb and Schmidt. The question is begged, yet the answer is not defined, if you follow me. The question begs the answer of, yes, of course, we should downsize it, but there's no addressing of what would happen, what would the implications be of that downsizing. As I believe Supervisor Schmidt said, I represent over 100,000 people now. And I wonder where the balance of power would lie as well. Suburban, urban, that sort of thing we don't need to concern ourselves with very much at this time, and I prefer to keep it that way. So with that, I conclude with the belief in full-time supervisory responsibility. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're very welcome, Supervisor. Thank you. I would just remind you that the resolution really isn't dealing with the actual question of should it be full-time, part-time, or the size of the board. The resolution is just saying should the public have a public input. It's not debating the job itself right now. Any other? Oh, Supervisor Rice.
Just a quick follow-up, Mr. Chairman. The question's been raised about what the municipal reaction has been, and the assertion is municipalities have had a mixed reaction. My understanding is that in each municipality that has taken this question up, the determination has been to move forward on a positive basis, and that those votes have been near unanimous in each community. Secondly, I think it's a rather cynical view to say that advisory referendums are not worth the paper they're written on. I think that is something of a slap at the constituents, at their voters' right to express their views to their elected officials on an important issue of the type of governance that we ought to have in Milwaukee County. The question before us is a simple one, and that is, should the voters be given the right to be heard on this question in April 2012? I suspect I'm going to encounter, if this thing does get to the county board, efforts at dilatory tactics to delay this matter beyond the date by which it can be put on the ballot. It has to be placed on the ballot no later than January 24th. And I would hope that any of my colleagues, and I'll reach out to the rest of the board who's not on this committee, if it does get to the board, to have their questions answered and to express any questions or concerns prior to consideration, and that there not be efforts to delay if, in fact, this does get to the county board. But I do think that it is something worthwhile. I do believe that there is significant public interest in allowing our constituents the right to express themselves on a ballot question. And I, again, would urge us to set aside our personal interests and allow this to go forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I personally am grateful that the referendum question is Mark Borkowski a loser? That's all I have to say.
Well, thank you very much.
What's the over and under on that?
Please don't put that on the ballot. I don't want to know.
Okay, questions or comments by any other... Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thanks, Mr. I'll try and be brief. I just wanted to clarify for the record that my comment about the mixed results in municipalities is still accurate, in that while they all had the discussion at ICC, many of them chose not to bring it forward. And in fact, in one case, in the case of Brown Deer, they did bring it forward, and there was no interest in moving it. No one moved it. The question was on their agenda. No one moved it. They had discussion about it. There was not interest from many of the communities. And in fact, in one of the community, at least one of the communities, I heard from a trustee where it did move forward, the discussion was basically, well, this really doesn't matter, but if people want to have that, if they just want to have that say, we're going to throw it on there. And that just plays into that regard that people don't, that it doesn't matter. And I don't believe that. I do think that when you put it on the ballot, it should matter. Unfortunately, that's not its history, and people have treated it that way. But I don't think you should take the fact that it has proceeded in a couple of communities to mean that there's widespread interest in this. I think the best comment at the ICC actually came from a former county supervisor, the mayor of West Dallas, who said there is a referendum on this issue on the ballot. It's called the election of all the 19 supervisors who are up. And however they voted on redistricting or how they voted on part-time pay, that's their record, and their opponents will challenge them on that or not, depending on that community. So those communities are, all of our communities are voting on these issues. It's the referendum of our spring elections. Thank you.
Okay, if there's no more comment, we have a motion by Supervisor Rice to approve the resolution. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
No.
Cesars.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Haas?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
4 ayes, 3 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you. On to item number 3, please.